Hey everybody, it's me, Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining stories that's going to make you laugh, that's going to make you think, that's going to make you smile. Most importantly, it's going to give you the courage and strength to keep on keeping on another day. You pretty much say, you know what, I'm going to stay in this fight. I'm going to hang in there. Thank y'all so much for listening. So I want to talk about this, you know, real quick, little funny story. So I have locks. If you've never seen me, a lot of my listeners come from, last time I checked, were California as well as France. But I have locks, aka you can say dreadlocks, but they're clean locks. So I have locks. This is my second set of locks. My hair grows really fast. Like when it's in this form of locks, it grows really, really fast. And I have, you know, a good amount of hair. Like it's still considered long. And my first set of locks were pretty much down my back, and my neck was hurting, my back was hurting. It was just heavy. It was a lot. So I had cut my hair off for 2 years, and then I had decided to lock again. And so I was out. Actually, I had did a movie. I did background work for Charm City. So I was out in Charm City, and that was in Baltimore, Maryland, which Baltimore is a place known for a lot of people have locks here. So I was amongst a lot of people with locks, and they just didn't have locks. They had locks down their back, locks touching their butt. I mean, just locks. It was just locks that so much hair, they was tucking it in shirts, and like it was really, really crazy. And this wasn't even really females. These were men. And when I had my first set of locks, I used to look at it and I used to be jealous, like, oh, okay, I see you. I'm gonna get to your length and I'm gonna beat it. I'm gonna outgrow that. Like I always looked at people with locks longer than me, like I'm a top that. Don't even worry about it. Like I had some hateration and I was like jealous. But now with the second go of locks, and I look at people with the long hair and, you know, with the long locks and everything, and I think like, I know your back hurt. I know your neck hurt. Like that's a lot of hair. I know what comes with that. And so I'm doing this podcast to tell you, I now know the responsibility of these locks. And so a lot of times we see things that we want and we see things that we've been dreaming at and everything, but we don't know the responsibility that's going to come with it. I heard somebody say, preach, preacher. We don't know the responsibility. Like we're training for this. We're praying for it. We're believing God for it. We're studying it. We're doing all these things, but we don't know the responsibility of it. Yes, people will say, oh, your locks are so great. Even now, people say, you know, oh, your locks are beautiful, blah, blah, blah. They don't know that I gotta wash my hair in the tub because it won't fit in the sink. Like, not only do I have locks, I have thick hair. So I have thick hair and locks. So I have pretty much double the amount of locks that people with normal locks have because I just have a bunch of them. I used to call my hair the nation. Like, that's how serious it is. Like, they don't know what it feels like to try to find hair ties that's going to actually fit in your hair, and then how your hair is pulling from the smaller ones. They just don't know the responsibility. And I'm not complaining and making it seem like, oh, locks are horrible or anything. Like, I love my locks. Lion of Judah, I'm going to rock with them. But people don't know the responsibility. So I just want to let you guys know that with things that you want and with things that you're looking for, it's going to come a responsibility. And more of it is going to give you even more responsibility. Biggie said, more money, more problems. Was that Biggie? No. More money. Now, sorry, Mace said that. Who's hot? Who's not? Yeah, Mace featuring Diddy. That's what they said. More money, more problems. Like, that is so true. And so more hair, more problems. And more of whatever that you're asking for, be prepared for the responsibility to upkeep it, to maintain it. That's just simply it. Like, BMW, okay, I'm pushing my time. Real quick, BMW. Always looked at the car and was like, yo, they dope. Like, I would really like a BMW. Until I found out that you have to get your oil change at a BMW dealer, and the oil change for just an oil change is over $100 for an oil change. And people are looking at it like, yo, I want this, but the responsibility of it. So I just want you guys to really, really count the cost. Look at the responsibility that it's going to take for the things that you're looking at. The things that you're, you know, looking for and things you're trying to get. All right, y'all. My name is Keisha Boston. Y'all have a great one. Thank y'all for listening. Deuces.